Hey, this is Allie Walker. You are listening to Music's Journey podcast with my friend, Kim Sear.
So you say you want to move back home now. And you want to introduce me to your small town. And show me around. And how about we head out right now? If you got a bonfire on a Saturday night and a tailgate on a four-wheel drive with a bench seat, you and I can slide a little closer than I can make your hometown mine.
You just heard a snippet of the brand new single Hometown Home by breakout country artist Allie Walker here on Music's Journey. Breakout Canadian singer-songwriter and 2022 CMA Ontario Rising Star nominee, Allie Walker is ushering the warmer weather with the release of her new track, Hometown Home. Hailing from a small town on Ontario's East Coast herself, Walker brings listeners to that perfect summertime anthem, invoking memories of young love and the reality of building a life together. Here to talk about her new single, Hometown Home, and her upcoming sophomore album is Canadian country artist Allie Walker. Hi, Allie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I just saw all your trip pictures going from PEI to BC. How was the trip?
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, we just went from Toronto, thankfully. Oh my gosh, doing PEI to BC would be crazy.
I know. That's what I thought you did.
No, I mean, it was long enough just doing the Toronto, or I was in Brantford to Kelowna. So.
Oh wow!
I've done the whole trip, so I've gone from Victoria to Calgary, and then now I went from Toronto to BC, and I've done Toronto to PEI, and I've done PEI to Newfoundland. So I've done everything separate, but I've seen most of the country, which is cool.
Well, how did Pickles make out?
He did so good. I can't believe it. Like no whining. He was just in the back laying down the whole time. We always went to a dog park in the morning to make sure he got a little bit of steam out. But
oh boy, because that's a long trip. How long did it take you to get out there?
We did 6 days, 5 nights. So we only did like 7 to 8 hours a day, just because we didn't want to overdo it with Pickles and stuff. So we took our time.
What was your favorite place that you went through?
Oh, well, we ran into a tornado in Saskatchewan.
Oh no.
Yeah. I was driving, my husband had fallen asleep, and it was just like, you know how Saskatchewan's just so flat and straight, and then all of a sudden I got a government warning on your phone saying like, take cover, there's a tornado. And I was looking left and right, and I'm like, where do I take cover? Because and then I woke up my husband. I'm like, look up how to take cover when there's nothing around you. And it was like, go in a ditch. And I'm like, there's literally no ditches. Anyways, and then I looked to the right, and the tornado, it was far enough, but because it's so flat, you could see it. Mm-hmm. And I'd never seen, a tornado before. So it was cool, but not cool.
Your heart skipped a few beats, didn't it?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Absolutely. How are you?
I'm really good. Really good. So excited to have you on the show. This has just been an amazing career for you right now. Boy, you are just hitting the ground running.
It's been good. I like to keep busy. And there was a time during COVID where I wasn't busy and I was going crazy. So I'm excited to like finally be just pumping out music. And I was doing lots of gigs before I left, before I got situated here in BC, and doing music videos and all the things. So it's great to be back at it for sure.
Yeah, I bet. Crazy few years for you. What has it been like to get the reception that you've gotten from the industry as well as the fans?
It's been really good because I'm independent, so you never know what's going to happen. You just kind of throw things at the wall and hope for the best, and there's certain opportunities that you might not get as an independent artist that artists on a record label might get, but some of the things I have been getting have really been blowing my mind. So in respect to the industry and their response has been amazing, you know, getting the DSPs involved, like Apple and Spotify, and getting covers of different playlists. Like, that's pretty unseen as an independent artist. So I've got my dream board up in my studio, and I've just been like ticking stuff off, but also, that's, you know, managing awesome expectations, but also, you know, dreaming big. So it's been nice to actually be able to knock a few things off the dream board.
Well, you're hitting it. You are hitting it well on radio here. Okay. And we absolutely love you. And so do the fans. It's just great music you're putting out.
Oh, I appreciate that. And during COVID, I had all the time in the world. So I wrote and I wrote and I wrote. And, and one thing that I realized is, you know, as a songwriter, it's hard to separate yourself from your work. Mm-hmm. And that you write so much that you don't know what's good and what's bad at the end of the day. So I just threw it to my audience to tell them, hey, what do you guys like? So really, my audience chose like all the songs that are coming out for the next year.
Very smart. Yeah. Using the social media in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not exactly the cheapest either to go about everything when it comes to recording and music videos. So if you are investing your money in your career, you want to do it in a place where you're actually going to get the fans to enjoy it and like it. So to me, it was a no-brainer. Hey, let me give you what you guys want. And it's not like I'm, you know, changing myself. It's still my creation. So it's good for both ends.
Great feedback. And it's nice when you get different age groups that are weighing in, because a lot of the artists talk about that when you're putting out a song, you just don't know what's going to hit for certain age groups and why they like it. You know, it's great to have that feedback to see why they do, right?
Yeah. And even the market, like on TikTok, it's 85% American, which I never hit before on any of my other social media. So it's cool to be able to broaden the audience. And even, you know, when I'm selling my merchandise or selling my old CDs on my website, you know, I'm sending it to like UK and Australia, and it's very cool to just broaden that audience. And I've obviously never been there performing, so it's cool that you're doing that just on social media.
Oh, absolutely. I know a huge amount of our listeners are from the US as well as Australia and the UK and, you know, Switzerland. It's crazy when you see how far the show gets and how far music gets for artists right now. Canadians are killing it in Australia and the UK right now.
Yeah, and it's fun to see them touring as well. Mm-hmm. And doing some of those, I guess I forget what they're called, like country to country, where they go and do full festivals there. Like, that's definitely a big goal of mine, is to get out of North America and reach those other audiences.
Well, you just might be doing that. Australia is just really amazing when it comes to hosting an awful lot of the Canadian country artists. And I know the UK is really getting on board with that too. We've got a lot of the UK country artists that are coming here and recording with a lot of our Canadian artists. So yeah, it's just amazing, that door that opens up so quickly. It just takes one song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling you're going to be going to Australia sooner than you think.
That would be awesome. I'd love to go down under.
Uh-huh. I bet that would be so cool for you guys to go. Pickles wouldn't be making that trip, but
no, absolutely not. Pickles can stay here. He's literally the size of a horse, so he is not leaving anywhere anytime soon.
Is he a full breed?
Yeah, he's a full. He's a standard poodle with a standard golden doodle that was bred back to a poodle. So he's like 90% poodle.
Oh, he's so cute. He is so cute.
He's cute. And people don't realize when they meet him how big he is. He's honestly massive. He can't even fit under my legs, and I'm 5'9".
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. they can take a look at the pictures that you've posted on Facebook there and see how big he is. He's a big boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the beginning part of your music journey for people that may not have heard you, because I know that country music has always played a fairly big role in your life. Tell us about that.
Yeah, when I think back to the first, you know, country music, the first time I heard country music was probably, I used to go to my babysitter's all the time, and she always had the country music radio on, so I feel like that's deep into my soul somehow. And then I listened to it again in probably junior high, listening to kind of the 90s, 2000s, like Keith Urban. I love Brad Paisley. I think Brad Paisley was probably my first country concert. But I also, you know, always listened to CMT. I remember the first time I saw Taylor Swift on CMT, I Googled who she was, and she had literally one picture on Google at that time, the first time I saw her.
Wow.
On TV, and it was cool. I just became such a Taylor Swift fan because we were the same age, and she was still so young and new to her career that she really just inspired me to grab the guitar, because I played electric guitar because I was such a tomboy, Avril Lavigne, Sum 41.
Nice.
Listen to anything on Much Music as well. So I transitioned from kind of that skater girl to loving country music because of Taylor and Keith Urban and Brad Paisley and then the Gretchen Wilson and Faith Hill. And
nice. I
just totally loved country music from that point on.
Yeah, that storyteller that you've got inside of you is pretty amazing. You write some great stuff. Really, really great music.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you
think
saying with the storytelling side of you, is there one song that you can remember that really hit that chord for you that made you want to pursue writing music yourself?
Oh, I think back, I feel like the first song that I listened to 10 bajillion times was Tonight I Want to Cry by Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wasn't even emotional or had a reason to cry, but I would just listen to that as a teenager over and over and over. I just that's the song that was like, and then I just became a lover of slow, low tempo songs. Mm-hmm. And that's all I listened to, and I got obsessed with the Rascal Flatts song. Oh my god, it was literally my favorite song ever.
There's so many.
Yeah, the music video where the girl gets in a crash or her boyfriend gets in a crash.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah. Now I'm drawing a blank here.
And I loved music videos, and I loved everything about learning about the new country music artists and hopping on to later loving Kacey Musgraves and Maren Morris.
Are we the same person? I swear, everything that you're saying is exactly what I did, the exact same songs.
Yeah, and I think it's the storytelling side.
Yeah.
Because each one of these artists totally are storytellers and are super honest and always spoke about things different than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like Taylor obviously spoke about the young love, and then Kacey Musgraves just talks about like obscure things and or, you know, things that other just she puts it in a way others won't. And Maren Morris is just so raw.
Oh, man.
I pull from all of them for sure.
She is just so darn talented. I remember Keith Urban coming out with that album and sitting and listening to that. I think that was maybe the second CD I'd purchased of his. And I would play that over and over and over again. And then I started watching his documentary. And then I watched the documentary for Taylor Swift. If you haven't seen the documentary for Keith Urban, you got to watch that.
I don't think I have.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. It explains a lot of the reasons why he writes the way he does.
Oh, nice. No, I haven't. I got to get on that.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And that's why I went, oh, man, I love this guy. And yeah, it was so cool when he sent me a very special video, you know, to talk to me.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just like, it just made my day. But I have, at that time, I really liked Blake Shelton's stuff. You know, his CD at that time too. And I had met him, and I had met quite a few of them that have come through here in Canada. But yeah, Keith Urban's the one that's on my bucket list to meet in person.
So. And I think he is probably one of the most genuine of them all.
Mm-hmm. He is.
I think he would be awesome to meet.
I was supposed to, but there was a huge, really bad storm that came through for Boots and Hearts. I was scheduled to meet with him, and then he had to cancel it. He still came out and played during it, but he just didn't, you know, he wasn't able to go in and meet and do the meet and greets. So, yeah.
Oh, darn.
That's when I was supposed to meet him. So, yeah, that really sucked for me. But
disappointing.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I almost got there. I'll get there. Now, let's talk about the kind of artist that you want to be. You're taking your time before releasing your debut album, The Basement Sessions, in 2019. Tell us about that.
I think that was the first, well, I had put little songs out before then that you are definitely not going to be able to find online, but I spent like 10 years developing as an artist, at least 10 years, really just trying to find my sound, who I am, what I want to talk about. And at that time, I was in my mid-20s, and I was going through the ups and downs of, you know, body image, social media, comparing yourself, as well as being in the music industry, like, oh my goodness, is this the right thing for me to be doing? It's such a risk. So a lot of things going up and down with my mental health that I just decided to write about exactly what was going on in my life. And I started, the first thing that triggered it was I had really bad cystic acne, and I had, it was that time during Instagram, I guess it's kind of like that still probably, but where you just totally mask what you look like. You can change your body figure, you can smooth out your face. And I did that forever, really trying to mask what I looked like because I was so ashamed of, you know, my face. And I finally just hated living in that, and I posted my, you know, my full raw face, and I was like, I've been hiding basically what I look like, and I can't do it anymore. And then the outpour of people being relating to, maybe they don't have acne, maybe they have a scar they're embarrassed of, or their weight or something that they're just, you know, ashamed to talk about or embarrassed of. And I think that really opened up the doors for me to be able to connect with my audience on a completely different level. And then from then on, I was like, okay, I'm just going to tell you guys everything about my life, and let's, you know, open that dialogue of just being more honest. And it's crazy to think, you know, I'm getting stories from people being like, I don't even go to the grocery store without makeup on because I'm just so shy in that respect of people seeing who I really am. And then I just started writing about that, and I think it helped quite a few people just be more audience, be more vulnerable with themselves, and it helped me. Like, I was writing these songs, and I was still going through all of it at the same time. So I've got a song called Love Yourself, which is learning to love yourself, and really we're our own worst critic. And we would never talk to other people the way we talk to ourselves sometimes. And then I've got a song in there called Raise Your Head, and that's about bullying, which I went through a lot in junior high and high school. So that kind of went to the younger folks, but also the folks my age that are kind of still dealing with, you know, working through why, you know, friends and all that, like the trauma really follows you. And Sunny Day, which is about mental health, and, you know, it can be sunny outside, but still you don't feel very sunny inside. So that whole album has just been a good transition for me. And this next album is different. You know, it's years later, and I've worked through a lot of that with my audience and through music, where this album was, I was writing and writing and writing, and these are the songs that everyone else chose.
Well, I'm telling you that I wanted to bring out that album for a reason, because there's so many people that have just lost recently. It's just, it's been nonstop in this business when it comes to mental health and the stress that you go through as artists, as musicians, songwriters, and social media plays a big part in that and how people view you. And it just, it, you know, Taylor Swift talks about that in her documentary that she just released not that long ago, and what that does to you. And it's difficult. And I think that, you know, people can really use their platform to be able to write authentically and be able to connect to the fans, because that's what they ultimately want. You know, you have those people, you're always going to have the haters out there. You're always going to have people that are just on there doing that stuff. But when it comes to writing from your heart, it's always going to connect. And you did that so well. So kudos to you, you know, for doing that.
Oh, thank you.
Really important. Yeah,
I called it the Basement Sessions because I truly just recorded it in my basement with my husband. So it's not this huge production or anything. It was very homegrown, close to my heart. And I just wanted to put something out because I had been developing for 10 years, not putting anything out. And this was the first, like, hey, this is where I am career-wise. And then that got me some great media, great buzz, just getting my name out there. And then obviously COVID hit, but it was actually a good time for me in a way that I needed that time anyway, so like settle down and write towards this next project. And a lot of times when you're in that limbo as an artist where you're not putting stuff out, you can get down on yourself in mm-hmm. that period mm-hmm. of time too, because you see everyone doing the gigs and doing the promotion, and you're just still in the phase of what is this next project or what's this next phase of chapter of my music career. So
did you feel like it was a chase? Because I know a lot of artists talk about that, where like exactly what you're saying, they're seeing other artists putting stuff out and you just, you know, you feel like you're behind somehow, and it's this race against yourself, you know?
You always feel behind and you're always comparing yourself. And even if you work your butt off trying not to, you'll always be someone that was kind of at the same level of you as you get an opportunity that you've always wanted, whether mm-hmm. that's, you know,
I think we do that.
An opportunity.
I think we do that in life in general, right? When we see a friend that, you know, meets the right person, or they're having children and you haven't met somebody yet, and like, you know, you hear the stories all the time. We all can relate to that kind of stuff. It's just different when it comes to music, because it's an artist that's, you know, somebody that's a colleague, or, you know, somebody that you know here in Ontario that gets that, you know, that gets that hit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Especially mm-hmm. when you're like, I've been doing all the right things, but you have to bring back to, okay, where have I come from? Like, how far have I come? Let's just keep trekking along. You have to think of all the positive things. What are some things that you got that maybe other people wish that they got that you have to be mm-hmm. grateful for? It's hard, but you gotta put it into perspective sometimes.
Yeah, and that perspective can be pretty darn clear when you're looking at, excuse me, when you're looking at your career right now, because you wouldn't have been ready. And there's reasons for everything, I believe. And I think that look what this pandemic has done. You know, you had time where you wouldn't have had to be able to write. You got through doing such amazing things with the other album. And then you're taking another chapter in your life, because it's always going to evolve. Your writing is going to evolve. Your music's going to evolve. But to turn around and think that, you know, I'm in comparison to other people, there's a reason why. And it all becomes clear when that opportunity comes around and you hear everybody else say it, you know, I wasn't ready. I just wasn't ready, but now I am. No. And here you are.
And you think you're ready. Mm-hmm. You think you're ready. And then when I look back, like if I were to get some of these things back then, absolutely not. And I wouldn't want to waste it back then either. Because mm-hmm. you only get one shot sometimes. And
so true.
Even, you know, financially, I've received a grant through Factor and the government of Canada, and I applied 3 times and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I, you know, it's so hard to get. It's something that can pay for your album and marketing and videos, which helps so much because the industry costs so mm-hmm. much that I wasn't going to apply for it again because it's discouraging and it takes like months. And I had this great guy, Jasper, reach out and he's like, do you want to try again? I'm like, no. And, the pandemic hit and I'm like, well, I've got absolutely nothing else to do, so let's work on it. And then I ended up getting it. So another thing that the pandemic, you know, helped is I had the time to work on this great grant application that mm-hmm. has totally helped with the recording and the videos. And I'm really getting to live out creatively this whole project because of that.
It is so, so nice to see. Another thing too, you know, you touched base on just a second ago, is people don't realize that, you know, the pandemic has really changed a lot of things as well, because the pricing for studio time, the pricing, you know, for everything has gone way up. So it's even harder for independent artists to even be able to, like, as you said, if you don't have a grant, it's so difficult. And to get musicians, everything has gone up. The pricing for everything.
And you're competing against mm-hmm. Having to hopefully get on the Spotify's and the Apples and the ads on, you know, Facebook and Instagram. Like it's quite a bit to do if you want to do like the full marketing and mm-hmm. you know, publicist or a marketing team. So it's pretty crazy when it all adds up, because everyone wants a new song the second new one comes out.
It is so true. Everybody kind of sits back and plays that waiting game, you know, to see who's going to be launching what. And, you know, it's a real strategic way that you got to really have that. You got some great people that you've been working with too. So let's talk about Country Music, your single. and the song that you released in 2021. This song really opened up a new journey in your journey as a singer-songwriter. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was one. That was my very first demo that I put on TikTok, and we actually weren't going to put this on the album. We were going in to record the next day, and it blew up in one day, and I was like, we need to reconsider putting this on the album, and we did. We recorded it the next day, and then the thing is, I wanted the whole album done before I put anything out, because for one, for factor, you have to submit it that way, but also that was the first demo I put out, and I wanted feedback from all of the demos on TikTok to make sure that we're recording all of the right songs. And so my audience had to wait a year to get that song, and you know, I thought I was going to lose them, that they weren't going to be interested again. But every single day I had messages and messages saying, where's country music? So they stuck around, and I did a pre-save where like tons of people pre-saved it. They were so excited about it. I gave away a Yamaha guitar just to thank people for sticking around and loving a song. And then I put it out, and
it's done
really well. It's probably one of my favorite songs I've written. So it has 13 different
country song titles.
Yeah, country song titles or references weave throughout, but it's still a journey of its own, a storyline of its own. And
well, there's 14. There's 14, right?
Oh,
actually, with that phrase.
Yeah, like, I mean, you can make up even more from there. Like I say, get by. So you could say, oh, get by is the next song.
Oh, okay. <You know>? Okay.
So I'm sure you can find even more in there. But that was super fun because I wrote that with my buddy Dustin Bird and Brian John Harwood, who I also were only friends with through the pandemic, because I was on one of their songs they did for a charity for Unison. Mm-hmm. And just met them through social media, and then we hit it off, and they came over to my place during the pandemic for a few weekends, and we just wrote, and I was like, I want to write a song about how much I love country music and how much I grew up on country music. But we're like, okay, how can we make that more exciting than just saying I love country music? So we're like, okay, well, let's make it difficult. And I think that's what people loved on TikTok, was it was like a little treasure hunt.
Yeah. It was brilliant. And anything Brian John Harwood is touching right now, and Dustin Burt, it's like gold with him. I've had him on the show a couple times, you know, recently, and man, he is just on fire. And it's just so nice to see, because he is just such a humble, just a gentlest soul in the world. And he just really cares.
When it comes to like industry and our personalities, when it comes to just like hustle, put songs out, get videos out, do all the things, independent, we're very, very similar in that way. So I think that's probably why we got along so well. Like we do everything on our own and want to be involved in every aspect of it. And he's very much a go-getter in that way.
Oh, absolutely. And Dustin Bird, he's just an amazing, amazing artist as well. Now, it's really cool when you really pay attention to the lyrics, because there is some great references to lyrics from songs, you know, not just titles. So Copperhead Road, you got Steve Earle, Rascal Flatts, which is one of my all-time favorites, always will be. So cool. So
what hurts the most? I couldn't think of that. That's what I was thinking.
That's it.
That's the song, and that's why I referenced it, because it was literally one of my favorite songs growing up. Mm-hmm. What hurts the most?
Oh, I just love them, and it's just so, so much fun. And what a brilliant idea. Really cool song. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the single Country Music by Canadian country artist Allie Walker here on Music's Journey.
Got drunk on strawberry wine, fell asleep to a whiskey lullaby. Found out real quick what hurts the most, waking up from drinking like George Jones. God bless the Copperhead Road that took me home on a small town Saturday night, after working like Dolly 9 to 5. That's how a redneck woman gets by. I close my eyes and I sing along, and it takes me back to when I was young, learning about life and who I was, taking each checked, yes, said you're my forever and ever, amen. Then he went to the dance with my best friend. Well, I hope you dance. I close my eyes and I sing along, and it takes me back to when I was young, learning about life and who I was, taking each day song by song. Song by song.
That was the smash hit Country Music by country artist Allie Walker, a song that we all can share. And you just think about all those great country music songs that we love that impacted our lives throughout the years. What a favorite song of yours. You're going to have to let Allie know, and maybe, you know what? Just never know. She might come up with a new one for you. Bringing back some sweet memories with this nostalgic walk down memory lane with the hit single Country Music. Don't forget, you can download Country Music on all your streaming platforms, share it on your playlist, and you can also request it at your local country radio station. Such a great song. Really cool. Love it.
Thank you. I feel like that one's so timeless. I'm never going to get old of that.
Yeah, it never will. What is your favorite Rascal Flatts song? I love Whiskey Lullaby. I guess there's so many. Man, yeah.
Rascal Flatts? Mm-hmm. It's definitely What Hurts the Most. But for Brad Paisley and Alison Krauss, oh my God, Whiskey Lullaby was, like I said, I just love slow, sad, I don't know.
I do too.
Child, but
I can't help it. It's our romantic side. It's our creative side too, because you have to stop and think about it. It's not just a one-liner that you're repeating throughout songs, you know, that's a party song. Yes. Yeah. It's the creative side.
Like writing those party songs is fun, and it's actually really hard to write an
awesome
song.
It is. People think it's easy.
To write
it's
a
not.
Song.
Yeah.
and so those are hard to come by too. And I can appreciate like an up-tempo fun song, but the slow songs are just, if you're going to do them, you've got to make them as emotional as possible.
Exactly. The more raw and real, the better the song's going to do, right?
Yeah.
That's why, you know, so many writers will say, yeah, if there's a heartbreak going on, they'll gravitate right to that person. Go tell me about it. Cause you know, you're going to get a good song out of it. Right.
Exactly. You can pull from anything.
Yeah. Not great for the person going through the heartache, but yeah. Now you mentioned Gretchen Wilson too, and I absolutely love her. Amazing artist, and seeing her play live. Yeah. She's just one of my all time favorites. And for her, you know, going from label to independent was really important to her. So many messages that the artists have put out there, and so many, you know, great pieces of advice for artists coming up.
Yeah, I love Redneck Woman and All Jacked Up growing up, and I sang them all the time in my cover band too. So it's fun when I used to have a cover band to be able to just play all of my favorite songs. So I would play Boots Scootin' Boogie, Brooks and Dunn, Chattahoochee, Alan Jackson, and I just love them all.
What is the hardest thing for you being a musician? What's been the toughest?
Hard. Maybe just the mental aspect, like what we were talking about. You're just always comparing yourself and wondering, you know, when's it going to get to that next level? And especially when you're developing and you're trying to find who you are, that's got to be the worst part, because you've got to be different. You can't just say the same things everybody else, but you also can't force being different, because you want it to be so authentic to yourself. So mm-hmm. I think you just need to live your life as much as possible and gain experience, and so you have something to write about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So yeah.
That's the hardest part, is you also just have to live your life, but also, you know, you're trying to get this career going too and have some substance.
Well, I think that move out to BC and looking at that scenery, boy, you've got some inspiration right in front of you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm living up in the mountains for 6 months, just waiting for our home to be built. But I'm out here. I look at the mountains right now, which is pretty cool.
I'm going to keep looking at your socials just to remind myself. I mean, it's been so long since I've been there. It's probably been about 7 years. It was 2014 when I went out there for the CMT Christmas show.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And that's when I was shooting that. We were out in Lake Louise, you know, on the lake the one day.
Beautiful.
Doing a couple of the shoots. And it was so cold. It was absolutely freezing. And all of our cameras were freezing. Nothing
oh my gosh.
Was working. But you know what? The ice climbers were great when we were looking at them, right?
Oh, gosh.
It was so cool.
So spontaneous. People are like, why BC? You know, there's more opportunity, especially in music in Ontario. And I'm like, for one, you can do music anywhere these days. But for two,
I don't agree
with
that.
Why not? I mean, life's too short. I've lived in Ontario for a good decade. I've lived in PEI for 20 years. Let's just do it. Why not? I didn't even think twice.
There's so many opportunities out there. And
yeah,
I don't think people
realize
that.
There's so many awesome artists in BC.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Smith, JoJo Mason,
literally, gosh.
So many people.
You have no idea how many there are. There are so many. And the same thing too, you can write with anybody now with the streaming platforms that are out there right now. You can write, you know, with somebody that's in Australia right now and not have any problem. You can record a video, like look at Dan Davidson. he's recording with people that are in, you know, Japan and, you know, Australia. Like, he has no problem delivering. You can do it if you set your mind to it. And it's just really
easy. I did my
easy.
Whole album from my house in Ontario. My producer was in Nashville, and thankfully we had a full studio in our house, and we recorded the whole vocals. And that was a part of my whole development too, is learning recording and vocals and all that stuff. So luckily, everything came together at the exact right time, where we had everything we needed. We had the right producer, Danek, and you can do everything online now, so we were able to go back and forth so easy.
Well, Danek, he pitched you two songs for this new sophomore album, right?
Yes, he did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I got pitched more than that, but I chose these two songs, and I had never recorded songs that other people had written, but I've always been open to it. I mean, there's so many songwriters in Nashville and like millions of songs out there not being used that I'm like, you know, why not? Why wouldn't I be open to it?
What was it like working with him? I just had Brad on the show last night.
Oh, nice.
Brad Mates. But I know, you know, this is just such a special opportunity and time for Danek to be able to show what he can do as a producer. And he is just so incredible. Man, he's got so much wisdom and so much talent.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And I don't know if you know this, but Danek was the first person I worked with like 12 years ago in Nashville. He had, you know, Emerson Drive was just slowing down a bit more, and he was getting into producing, but really just doing demos, and it was in his bedroom in his townhouse. And my husband and I just started working together, and he was like, I know one person in Nashville, and it was David Kalmusky, who was
Danek. That's a pretty good one to know.
Oh no. Oh, it just kind of all came up at the same time, but David was too busy at the time, and he's like, Allie is like young and she's, you know, got some work to do. So why don't I get her with Danek, who's just starting to do demos. And so Danek took me under his wing, and I was writing with Patricia Conroy, Clayton Bellamy.
Good Lord.
Like all
royalty.
These people I should not have been writing with at that time. I was so green and, you know, hadn't really done many gigs and hadn't, I don't think I'd ever co-written. It was just all like bedroom stuff. Mm-hmm. So the fact that these people were writing with me at this age, like 19, 20, and then Danik doing demos with me, and I had done that for a few years, and I was like, I need to go back to Ontario and like work on everything myself. So I got the cover band. My husband and I started learning all of the production, and you know, still going to Nashville and writing with people here, and just getting my feet wet so I could grow as much as possible. And then the fact that we circled back and worked together with each other on an actual project 10 years later was so full circle, because he was like, oh my God, like you're a completely different person than 10 years ago. Like you've learned so much. And like, I could have done a whole album of songs I've written myself, and he loved them all, but he's like, let's just, you know, add some extra spice on there. So it, nice. It was really cool to work with him 10 years later to see where we both came from, because he's, you know, got how many number ones as a producer.
Oh, good now. Lord. So, yeah. We were talking about that last night, and you know, just how far that, you know, it's what, 25 years they're coming up on for Emerson Drive.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible. And, you know, they are just the staple for every music festival here in Canada. Everybody looks for them because they deliver every time. And the brand new single that's out right now is crazy too. It's really good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're just so good. And it was an honor to work with Danik for sure.
Yeah. He's pretty awesome. Now we're going to talk about another one, because I know you've been working so hard on the songs for this and the writing and everything that you've done for this. And we're going to talk about Rich, which was released by Brian John Harwood with you and Chris LaBelle. We can't forget that song. We got to include that one.
Yeah, it is so fun. The story behind that is Brian had it basically, like the chorus and the idea for it, done years ago in Nashville with his partner from Kansas Stone, Matt Davey, and Dwayne Thompson in Nashville. And he brought it to Dustin, and I think Dustin did some stuff on it. And then when they were over for a weekend writing stuff with me for my project, they were like, you should hop on this song. And I was like, oh my God, yes. Because I just heard like a rough chorus, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so into this already. And then we were cooking fajitas in my kitchen, and they were like, let's work on this song. I was like, sure. So I was, you know, making chicken, and we came up with that bridge while we were cooking. I remember like literally stirring chicken, being like, let me break it down for you. I should be in California on the coast in a Porsche. And it was, and we just like, you know, went off after that and wrote it together. And then I think, what was that? That was over a year ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kept following up like, let's, you know, get this going. And Brian was like, yeah, he's got so many singles in the bank. It was like, I don't know when this song is gonna come out.
He's got like 10 years worth of music to release, I swear.
Oh my gosh. So then I went to Dustin's studio at his house, and I recorded my part. And then I did it at my studio, and we did it over online, and then I sent it to him. And Brian is such a visual side of it too, that he was like, we need to do a music video. And I had the whole idea of like, so last summer in like September, he rented a yacht downtown Toronto, and we, you know, had a party on a yacht, and he just wanted to create this whole dream world of like, you know, if we had all the cash in the world, but and so that was just so fun. And then we filmed the other part recently, and he put it out, and that's just, it's such a good song for him and for us. It's just so fun.
It has been so much fun. We're going to play that one right now. We're going to play Rich by Brian John Harwood with Allie Walker and Chris LaBelle here on Music's Journey.
I should be rich by now, but I'm not. I should be making out better than I thought. Time, I've been on my grind, now I'm down to my last.
realized I'm critical. Just got to climb a neck high in cell phone bills and Netflix fees. Can't even take my girl to Applebee's. This Lotto Max thing is taking too long. Damn, where did I go wrong? I should be rich by now, but I'm as a freebie. Didn't think this would be me. If I could see me at 13, I wouldn't believe me. Shoot. I should be rich by now, but I'm not. I should be making out better than I thought. Instead of sitting here on the couch drinking PBR, just thinking about how I should be rich by now, but I'm not.
In a Porsche, but I'm still driving this Toyota and shit. I ain't even crossed the border, but it's alright. Yeah, it's okay, 'cause I'ma get there one day.
I should be rich by now,
I be rich,
but I'm not.
Now.
I should be making out better than I thought. Instead of sitting here on the couch drinking PBR, just
was such a fun song, and that is Rich by Brian John Harwood, Chris LaBelle, and Allie Walker. It's just such a fun tune, and if you haven't checked out the music video, you got to check it out. It is so cool, and you know Brian anywhere when it comes to that stuff, when you're seeing all the color, and yeah, he's definitely a visual for sure. Got to be inside.
And he's such a collaborator.
I know, just being inside his
doing
mind.
Doing songs with everybody, with Jason McCoy, Clayton Bellamy, and, oh my goodness.
Oh, there's not, I don't know, like, I think, oh gosh, I think it was like 50 interviews I was doing in a row, maybe 26 he had been a part of. And it was like,
wow.
Yeah. And the same thing with Emerson Drive too. You know, those guys have just been a huge part. So many really great, great Canadian artists that we have. There's just, yeah, they're pretty cool. Really cool. Let's talk about I'm Still. Maybe I'm Still a Little Drunk. That was really good too.
Yeah, that's a fun one. That was one where Danik, you know, suggested this song to put on the album, and I was like, absolutely, it's just too fun. And I like to be able to see the music video in my head for things before I put things out, or like, you know, it needs to be visual for me if it's going to be visual to people that have never heard it before. So I knew that this would just be such a fun, relatable song, because who the heck hasn't woken up with a hangover before?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Such a fun song. We're going to play this really cool up-tempo tune that you're going to absolutely love. And it's one you can add on to your summer playlist right now. Here is Maybe I'm Still Drunk by country artist Allie Walker here on Music's Journey.
Open one night, check the time, 12:30, but I'm alive. Still searching through my memory when I see you lying next to me. Flashback to what went down, it's coming back to me now. That photo booth pic on the nightstand.
all my inhibitions. No chance for making good decisions. I was caught off guard when he caught my eye. Guess drunk me thought it'd be fine to try to pick it up where we left it. Wasn't worried about consequences. How did we get back across that line? Anyone's guess is as good as mine. But maybe I missed you, maybe I meant to end up just like this. Maybe I want back what we once had, thinking it could be different. But that's a judgment, but maybe it wasn't. It's too early to tell. Maybe last night was a start of making up, or maybe I'm still drunk. You see, the truth gets out when you're drinking, but is the truth in what I'm feeling, or what I'm thinking, what am I thinking?
Well, maybe I'm in.
That was Maybe I'm Still Drunk, the single by Canadian country artist Allie Walker off her forthcoming album that is coming up, her sophomore album. Don't forget you can download her new single on all the streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist. And don't forget you can request it at your local country radio station. Yeah, right now with all those summer festivals going on, I'm sure quite a few people can relate to the song. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everybody's just so geared up for summertime right now. And yeah, it's just such a cool one. Let's talk about your brand new single right now, and that's Hometown Home. This one is so special. Tell us why.
This is my life right now. Mm-hmm. It's never been more current. I think I wrote it a year ago. I knew that we were going to move at some point. There was a bug there was a change coming. And I wrote this, I remember, this is probably TMI, but I was in the tub. And I was about to have a songwriting session online with my buddy Dustin Bird. And I was just not from the tub.
Okay. Just clarifying that.
I was getting ready for it, getting all clean. And I was just thinking, throwing around ideas. And I came up with Hometown Home, and it being, I can call your hometown home if you have certain aspects that make me feel comfortable and make me feel like it can be my hometown as well. So then I went into the writing session with him, and we wrote it. I actually think it took 2 days. Like, we really wanted to get it right and wrap our head around it. And it's exactly that. My husband and I have lived in the big city for a decade, and we both want to settle down and plant some roots. And he's from BC and I'm from PEI, and there's, as much as PEI is the most beautiful place ever, I was looking at least for somewhere that could still have a little bit more opportunities, or have still a big city-ish, but have the beautiful scenery of the mountains. And so it was a no-brainer, let's go to BC. And so when I wrote this song and didn't realize it was going to come out like around the exact time that we're,
too
we're
funny.
Moving to BC. But this is another one that that TikTok just, and loved it, and the poor people on there had to wait another year for it, and they did, and you know, they came back for it, and they've just been so patient. And I just recorded, or I just filmed the music video for it last week before I left for BC, and it is so fun. I went up to my friend's property up in Muskoka. They have 500 acres and all the toys and everything in the world. So we just ripped around, and I can't wait to get that video out. So that'll be coming in the next few weeks.
Nice. That's going to be really cool. Now, the sophomore album that's coming out, is it coming out this year? Is it going to be 2023?
It'll be 2023. I want each song to really have its own life. And as much as I love listening to 30-song albums, these days people love singles, and they love music videos for all the singles and different content. So I really wanted to make sure I gave each song its own life. So I'm putting out lots of new singles for the rest of the year, and then the album will be out in probably March.
You know what you should do? This is just an idea. Because of all the, you know, the interaction with the fans, once you release your music video, ask them to watch it, and then ask them to do some film clips of what their hometown home is.
Yeah, what makes their town feel like home, even if it's maybe not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That'd be great.
Yeah, you just never know. You're going to have some really cool...
Even people will take the song on TikTok and do that anyways.
Exactly.
It's awesome what people just, you know, take and run, which is really cool.
Yeah, I just think it would be nice for you to share yours with them and everything that you were doing and what means home to you, and then, you know, have the fans be able to run with it. It would just be so cool.
And so many people either do long distance relationship and end up moving to be with somebody, or they move to a new city for a job and they're having to make their space home. So I find it very relatable, and people have been really taking this song as their own, which is cool because it's the most authentically to me right now, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's your journey. It's your new chapter right now. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the brand new single, Hometown Home, by breakout country artist Allie Walker, here on Music's Journey.
So you say you want to move back home now, and you wanna introduce me to your small town and show me around. And how about we head out right now? First stop, your mama's house, and I ain't got no problem settling down. If you got a
Bye.
the brand new single Hometown Home by country breakout artist Allie Walker off her forthcoming sophomore album that's coming out in 2023. One of my favorite songs right now. You can download her new single on all your streaming platforms and add it to your playlist. And don't forget, you can ask your local country radio station where you are right now to play it. It is just so much fun. After sharing Hometown Home among many of the demos on TikTok, you know, early 2021, this video went viral. So that I think is just so spectacular, and I just can't wait to see what they're going to be doing with it. Really cool.
Yeah, it's been so cool having, you know, the TikTok fans, and then they find you on YouTube, and then they find you on Instagram, and then they buy your merch, and they're talking about merch.
Yeah. We got some stuff we need to talk about for that, for celebrating the release of Hometown Home. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I just had the idea of, you know, instead of just like a picture with a writing on it that said Hometown Home for the cover of the single, I got a hat made that said Hometown Home, and I designed it myself, and I wanted to be like a retro hat with a white braid. It was very specific what I wanted. I wanted to be like a tall profile and have mountains on it. And I got it made just for myself and just for the cover. But then I had so many people reach out saying that they wanted this hat. So then I ended up getting it made as my first actual physical piece of merch. I have my old CD and pictures and stuff, but this was the first piece of merch, which is really cool. And it's so comfy. I truly wear it every day. So
are you going to send one to me?
Yeah, for sure.
So then we can do that. That would be awesome. I think it's amazing. I absolutely love it. You just never know. This one might be going for quite some time because there's nothing on it that people wouldn't be able to wear for years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like kind of cool. Smart girl.
Love the look of it for sure.
And well, it's blue. It's great. And I love Hometown Home. Yeah.
I love artists' merchandise that looks like that you can wear it forever. It's not like their name splashed on the front. Like it's a piece of artwork for me. Like I've always wanted my merchandise to be like a brand or a clothing brand, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. You just never know what might be, you know, one of these junctions and journeys for you down the road. it's a cool clothing maker. Yeah, that's right. You just never know. Okay. So are you going to be releasing any more singles off the sophomore album this year?
Oh gosh. Yeah. Like, I can't even think how many, probably four. Like I've got so many more songs, and I've got the music videos already done too, because I wanted all of that done before I left. So I've got so much in the bank. It's so nice to have things ready to go for people, because there was that time during COVID where no one was really putting anything out. So you're always, as a creative person, wanting to give the people what they want. So it's just nice that I've got so much ready for people.
That's awesome. Can you give us a little sneak peek about what maybe the title of the next song is going to be?
Oh, well, it's two liquors that I really like.
I'm going to go back on your TikTok and see now.
I did actually, like a year ago, put this demo on TikTok as well. So
okay.
It is on there.
Yeah, we're all going to have to go look and see. She's not going to spill it for me.
No. Can't spill the beans yet.
Promise you're going to be coming back on the show when the next release comes out.
I would love to.
Awesome, awesome. Do you have some time for a few burning questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Favorite memory growing up in PEI?
Beaches. Like the private beaches nobody knows about.
Oh,
white
hang
sand
on.
Beaches.
Is it Cousins?
Oh, shoot. No, there was one called Thunder Cove.
I think the one that I went to was, I think it's Cousins Peak.
Maybe.
And it was like beautiful. The sand dunes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. The sand dunes are beautiful.
There's a store there that I went to with my cousin because he lives there too. And I was shooting for the tourism magazine for PEI. Okay. And I went around to do all the lighthouses for them, but then I came back to the Cavendish Festival because I was shooting Daughtry that weekend.
Oh, cool.
But there was a store he took me to and they just make specialty stuff there. And I'll have to take a picture of one of them because I'm looking at it. I had some amazing glasses and these really cool candle pieces that I absolutely love there. But yeah, they have such unique
things. There's so many artisans there. Like the people there are so talented. The musicians there are incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. And they just do it because they love it. They're in, you know, their family bands. And you go see like a little Kaylee on the side of the road and it's the best musicians you've ever seen.
I know. It's incredible. They're just so welcoming and so warm. I know it rained the entire time I was there until the day I was leaving.
Oh, no.
And then the day I was leaving, I finally got the lobster and finally got to sit out there and enjoy it.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. It unfortunately, there's only a few months of great weather and it can still be hit and miss. But for the days that are beautiful, it's unreal.
I know. That's what happened for me. You just never know what you're going to get. Pickle's favorite treat.
Liver treats. Oh. Art and cheese. He goes crazy for cheese. Unfortunately, we never fed him from the table, and then my parents came for Christmas and totally ruined him.
Oh well. I know, that's what's happened to my dog right now. I'm just trying to retrain her right now because she's gotten way too spoiled with stuff that's just not healthy, and it just takes a while to get them back on track. Favorite song on the radio today, any genre?
Oh gosh. I was a lover of Sand in My Boots by Morgan Wallen. That was, it went number one. So I think everyone else loved it too. And I actually made a POV, like a girl's point of view on TikTok. And it was my most viral video on TikTok was the girl's version of that.
I'm going to have to watch that one. I don't think I've seen that. Very cool.
Well, I've been in contact with all of the writers, publishers for the last 6 months trying to get it out.
Ooh.
I've already recorded it. I can't wait to get it out.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Get it out. That'll be my next single.
Nice. Very nice.
There's a lot of permissions to go through.
Yeah, I know. You have to go through a lot to get that, get that cleared, right? So that you can do it.
Yeah.
Favorite summertime cocktail?
Oh, well, I have a cocktail like of the summer, and this summer it's Aperol Spritz.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
I never had it before, and last year it was Kim's Cup.
Nice. I know I always change every single year, but I haven't tried any this year. I gotta get on that. Okay, so fun one. What is your best, most useless talent?
Oh. I don't want to say this is useless, but I played the bagpipes forever.
Oh, really?
When I went to the North American Championships and my band won, and then we went to Scotland and Ireland, and it's not that it was useless. It's hard to create a career out of playing bagpipes. So it's a talent that I'll bring throughout my whole life. And the first TikTok I ever made was playing the bagpipes to an Old Dominion song.
Oh, nice.
And it's just, girl. It was such a lot of fun. I even got a scholarship to the University of Arkansas for bagpipes. Wow. But I was like, I don't think I can, do much with it. And I'm not good at teaching people. So I knew I couldn't be a teacher.
Wow. You see? Yeah. You're just so full of surprises and so much talent you have. Holy cow. Is there anything you can't do? I'm telling you.
Well, I'm sure there is lots.
Are you going to be, you're in the right place right now too for the CCMAs coming in September, right?
Yes. I can't wait. That reminds me, I need to book my hotel.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go. Yeah. It's a hop, skip, jump from here, which is great.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, congratulations on the new single. And we look so forward to having you back on the show and the release of your sophomore album that's going to be coming out in 2023.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time. This is great to chat.
Oh, I cannot wait to have you back. So make sure you keep me posted on your new single, okay?
I absolutely will.
Okay, you take care. Enjoy the scenery right now and keep posting those photos for us.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, Allie Walker, for coming on the show. I have got some great shows that are coming up for you. I'm going to be interviewing Katie Hurt, Emma Peterson, Quentin Blair, Kelly Prescott, High Valley, rock band Taming Sari, rock band Weapons, Matt Rogers, Australia country artist Haley Jensen, Australian trio The Buckleys, Cadence Grace, The Prairie State, Emerson Drive, Gil Grand, Simone Miller, Tyler Joe Miller, Dustin Bird, Kadu, Nice Horse, Mariah Stokes, Sean Austin, and so many more. Don't forget you can check out all my shows that you don't want to miss on musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.